This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment sponsored by the Presque County Republican Committee. They have put out information after vetting candidates looking at all of these races that are going to appear on your ballot on Tuesday, November 5th, 3 weeks from today. If you live in the Onaway School District board area, text me Onaway and I'll send you the business card, the slate of six candidates that they, the Republican Party within the county, is asking for you to vote for. Black Pepper is the acronym they've come up with to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Well, in addition, if you don't live in the Onaway School District, but you live in Presque Isle County, they have come up with a flyer for their slate of candidates they would like you to vote for. Some of these are unopposed. Some of them have Democrat challengers. So you have to pay attention to the races individually. The flyer for Presque Isle County you would get by just texting me PI for Presque Isle. Sheriff Joe Brubaker is their chosen vetted candidate. County clerk is Darren Darga. Probate judge is James Gilbert. County commissioner races. District 1 is Clifford Tolini, our beef farmer. District 2 is Robert Bretzky. He's the chair of the Republican Party in Presque Isle. District 4 is Joe Libby. District 5 is Robert Crook. Prosecuting attorney, Zachary McLennan. Drain commissioner, Robert McComber. Registered of deeds, Vicky with a Y, Kaluski, and County Surveyor Norman Quain Jr. Again, these are paid for flyers by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee. So, if you know somebody who lives in Onaway School District, text me Onaway. If you know somebody who doesn't live in the Onaway School District but lives in Presque Isle County, text me PI. And if, obviously, they're in Onaway, they're in the Presque Isle County area. There's only, I believe, two townships in Sheboygan County in that school board. You can get the PI flyer as well. Onaway, and PI. Text me those. I will send you the flyers. You can share them with people that you know who live in those areas. Get the word out. A bunch of great groups of people running to serve Onaway School Board and Presque County. Very much appreciate if you would consider texting me those, and I will send you the flyers. Thank you, Debbie from Akiak, who sent the flyer to me. Greatly appreciate it. We also have a link to the debate, thanks to Phyllis. She sent me the link. It is the YouTube video for the U.S. Senate debate that took place last night. So if you would like the link to the debate, just text me debate. That is for the second and final debate for U.S. Senate last night, Elisa Slotkin and Mike Rogers. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Favorite truck driving song, No End in Sight by the Amazing Rhythm Aces. Oh, yes, played it many, many times in the semi-truck coming back home to Miss Vicky. Many of you have texted me already. Debate. Downstate Kim says, thank you, Phyllis and Randy, for the link. I've sent it to you, Kim. Watch it after the show. Text me your thoughts as to what you think the results of the debate was, who won, who did good, who did bad. Just like to get a field report from you. Ed and Paula in Sheboygan, interesting comment. Ed says, Randy, William O'Grady is Paula's nephew. That was Paula's maiden name, O'Grady. Oh, too cool. So he could potentially, hopefully, will become a Michigan Supreme Court justice. Maybe we can have some poll with him if we can ask. Ask Ed, we can ask Paula if she could put in a good word with the justice and maybe get some things done for the state of Michigan, help fix it. Greatly appreciate that. Again, vote for O'Grady and Fink for Michigan Supreme Court. Outfielder, simple baseball acronym to use to remember who to vote for. Those are nonpartisan. Supreme Court justices do not have labels, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. Many people believe that that's the way we should do our entire election. Remove all the partisanship, remove the labels, force people to do their research to know which party they belong to, which party nominated them, which party supports them, and force people to do their research and to know who to vote for individually. Pros and cons on both sides, probably never going to change, at least in our lifetime. But one thing that is on the horizon that the Democrats are pushing in other states and have tried to push here in Michigan is getting some traction for something that's called rank choice voting, RCV, rank choice voting. In primaries especially, some even in general elections, where there's multiple candidates. So for example, president. This ballot, this election, has numerous people on the ballot. Well, according to ranked choice voting, which is what the Democrats would like us to implement here in the state of Michigan, you wouldn't vote for one person. You would rank them. Who is your first choice, second, third, fourth, and fifth choice for president? You would put them in a ranking order, 1 through 5 if there was 5 candidates on the ballot, 1 through 4 if there was 4, 1 through 3 if there was 3. If in the first round of counting the ballots, the person who was the number one first choice did not get 50% plus one vote, it would go to round 2. Dropping off at the very bottom, the lowest number of people listed in priority, the fourth or fifth candidate would fall off the ballot, and those votes would go to those people's second choice. Folks, this is so complicated, you can't even begin to explain it on the radio. Our famous little midget man from the Clinton administration, Robert Reich, has put out a YouTube video trying to explain it. Some states have actually implemented it. And as a result, many liberal, progressive, socialist candidates have actually won elections, states like Alaska, Oregon, and Washington, Washington State. Well, this is something that the Democrats are wanting to bring to Michigan. Rank choice voting. Have you ever heard of it? I hadn't heard of it until just probably a year ago. Well, it is gaining traction here in Michigan. It would require changing election laws. it would require bills in both the House, the Senate, signed by a governor to make the changes for future elections. Another bad idea being pushed by this Robert Reich and his multi-gazillionaire out in California. The very same people that are pushing national popular vote, interstate compact. Now, I've had people say, Randy, this will probably be challenged in court. Yes, probably so. The only problem is Michigan's constitution and many of these other states and jurisdictions who have agreed to give their electors for the Electoral College to the candidate that wins the national popular vote across the entire country. Instead of what we currently have here in Michigan is winner take all. If you win the popular vote, you get all of the electors, either Republicans or Democrats, to be turned in to the U.S. Senate for the actual voting process that takes place on January 6th. January 6th is where the vice president, acting as president of the U.S. Senate, holds the votes in his hand or her hand and counts them. Alphabetical order, state by state. So, for example, if Donald Trump does take this momentum into November 5th and wins the state of Michigan, all 15 Republican electors would be sent to Washington, D.C. in a paper ballot transported to the Vice President of the United States. I find it very interesting that this year we have a vice president who happens to be the candidate for president on the Democrat side. Can she serve as the acting president of the Senate when they cast the ballots for the Electoral College? I don't think so. I think the next chain of succession falls to the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, a Republican. I could be wrong on that, but I believe that's what the U.S. Constitution calls for. So, very interesting. Very interesting, depending on the outcome of the November 5th general election for state representatives. Now, this is what you need to know. This is what you need to talk to your friends about downstate. Many of the Democrat incumbents. There are 110 state representatives in Lansing, representing 83 counties. Right now, the makeup of the partisanship of the state House of Representatives is 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. They hold a two-seat majority. Many of the Democrat seats are vulnerable. Good candidates are running on the Republican side. A lot of people are fed up with the Democrats running things, not only in Washington, but also Lansing. And there's a very good possibility that Donald Trump's coattails could get those Republicans elected to state rep. Analyzing the state, looking at the maps, looking at the various races, looking at the various candidates, I predicted 58-52 Republicans taking back the majority in the House. If it holds true, the Democrats are going to lose the majority on January 1st when they get sworn in. What does that do to the legislative session known as the lame duck? Where some of these representatives could be voting with the Democrat majority, 56 Democrats, until the end of the year. These people could be voting on changes here in the state of Michigan, Michigan bills that could become Michigan law, knowing full well that this is their last hurrah. They're done. They lost their election. They are not going to be sworn in back on coming January 1st of 2025. They're gone. They're not coming back. That's called the lame duck session. lame duck session is where they will then push their legislative agenda. All the things that they need Democrat votes for in order to get a simple majority in Lansing. How does a bill become law? 56-20-1. What does that mean? 56 Democrat state representatives, 20 Democrat senators, which they have, and one Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer. This is her last hurrah, folks, for the last 2 years of her governorship if Republicans take back the majority in the House. National Popular Vote Interstate Compact probably will be agreed to by the Democrats and signed as a resolution by the governor to appoint our electors to the Electoral College to go to the person who wins the majority of the popular vote nationwide. Other bills, this ranked choice voting system, getting rid of parental consent when it comes to children. If your minor child decides that they want to do a certain medical procedure, they can get it done on their own because they have rights under these new bills that are pending right now in Lansing. They are there. They've been submitted to committees. Basically, taking away parents' consent over what happens to their minor children. Other things that they're looking at. Completely eliminating the possibility of buying ammunition in the state of Michigan unless it's taxed at a rate of 1,000%. Rumors of massive tax bills when it comes to ammunition and magazines, semi-automatics here in the state of Michigan. The list is long, folks. I can't even begin to go into all of the potential slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, lame duck bills that are going to go through Lansing, both the House, the Senate, and sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I don't believe they will have 6 Republican votes in the Senate to give any of these bills immediate effect. So what does that mean? Well, when they're done ramming through their wish list, they adjourn for this legislative year. People are saying it could happen anywhere from the middle of December to right before Christmas. 90 calendar days after they end the legislative session, these bills then would go into effect. So January, February, March 25th, anything they pass, signed into law, would start March 25th next year, 2025. Elections have consequences. If the majority is taken back by the Republicans, if they're taken back and it's found out that they are going to lose control with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's agenda for the last 2 years of her governorship, you can bet there's going to be some long nights happening in Lansing right after this election. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.